Prime Minister Narendra Modi said India remains committed to elevating the bilateral ties with UK after meeting visiting UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy in New Delhi last evening. Mr. Modi also welcomed the desire to conclude a mutually beneficial free trade agreement. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he appreciates the priority accorded by his UK counterpart Keir Starmer to broaden and deepen the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. The Ministry of External Affairs said that Mr. Lammy held bilateral consultations with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Both ministers reviewed the Roadmap 2030 agreed between the Prime Ministers during the India-UK Virtual Summit 2021. Mr. Lammy also met with National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. The visit comes within the first month of the formation of the UK's new government. It is reflective of the commitment of both sides to further deepen and diversify the India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. Union Minister for Women and Child Development Annapurna Devi has said that the gender budget allocation towards welfare and empowerment of women in 2024-25 is 3.3 lakh crore rupees. Interacting with media in New Delhi, the minister said that the allocation is 37.3% higher than the financial year 2023-24. She said that this reflects the government's resolve towards women empowerment. She added that in line with the resolve taken by Prime Minister Narendra Modi to build a developed India, the government is moving from women's development to women-led development. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav announced that the central government has allocated a budget of 15,940 crore rupees for Maharashtra for the financial year 2024-25, marking a 13.5% increase compared to the budget under the previous NDA government. Mr. Ashwini Vaishnav also said that the total budgetary allocation for railways in Andhra Pradesh is a staggering amount of 9,151 crore rupees for the year 2024-25. Addressing the media, the minister stated that the budget allocations to Andhra Pradesh have been witnessing sustained increase, with current year's allocation being almost 10 times the average allocation done during the period of 2009-14 for the combined period. Government has clarified that there is no proposal to discontinue NEET UG and restore state-wise entrance examinations at present amid controversies over the medical examination. This was stated by Minister of State for Education Dr. Sukanta Majumdar in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha yesterday. In Ladakh, 58 panchayats have achieved the status of being TB mukt under the nationwide initiative launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The announcement came after rigorous verification process conducted by the Central TB Division and the Ministry of Panchayati Raj. U.S. President Joe Biden has termed his decision to step aside from the 2024 presidential race as a matter of saving democracy. Addressing the nation from the Oval Office of the White House today, Mr. Biden said he's passing the torch to a new generation. Mr. Biden further said that Vice President Kamala Harris is capable of facing Donald Trump in the November election. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy to very heavy rainfall over western and central parts of the country for the next few days. Talking to Akashwani, senior scientist of IMD, Sri R.K. Janamani, said that Gujarat, Konkan, Goa and Maharashtra will continue to witness extremely heavy rainfall till tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Abhinav Bindra, who has been awarded the Olympic order. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "It makes every Indian proud." The Prime Minister added that be it as an athlete or a mentor to upcoming sportspersons, Abhinav has made noteworthy contributions to sports and the Olympic movement. In the Paris Olympics 2024, India's journey will begin today, a day before the opening ceremony. Archers Deepika Kumari, Ankita Bhagat, Bhajan Kaur and B. Dheeraj, along with Tarundeep Rai and Praveen Jadhav, will compete in the individual ranking round. The Indian contingent aims to break Olympics medal drought in archery. And that is the end of this news bulletin.